Solid Zone off
Blog
the grid.
Talk Radio.
Pound for Pound King, 183-0, 149 knockouts. Back on Pound for Pound Radio. Well, life has never been better. I got a brand new, very sexy, gorgeous, stunning, jaw-dropping, breathtaking, mind-fucking-blowing new girlfriend. And, knockout. Well, no, I mean, it is recent. Trust me, 184 is going to look a lot like 183. The knockout I scored against the Kung Fu champion. Now, some delusional troll TV, whatever the fuck, this clown. This guy is beyond repair, full-blown, retarded, mentally sick. He is, he's a Looney Tune. And, you know, I don't want to talk about these people, really. This is a boxing radio. I want to talk about real life. I punched a guy on video in my last fight, and the guy was a kung fu black belt, man. The guy obviously knew how to fight because even though I didn't show him, I wasn't able to show him, I wasn't able to let him show his skill. You know what I'm saying? Because I blasted him out. The guy literally falls down on the floor, slides down on the floor like he's in fucking Raging Waters. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and these people are still hating. And I'm just like, what the fuck more do you want me to do? I hit the guy in the jaw. He falls down. Like, what do you want him to drop dead next time? Is that going to satisfy you? You want me to, like, kill somebody? I don't wish to do that. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's theoretically nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, these haters are sick. I don't want to satisfy them. I don't want to be, you know, call a truce with them. They're sick people. They're to everybody, to all the normal people listening to this, and I know there are. And listen, I've met you all in real life. I've signed autographs for you. I salute you, real fans that I met in real life. Thank you. Now, to all the normal folks to listen to this, because I have showed them my podcast and I told them where to go to listen to it. Look, here's the fucking story. You hear it from the horse's mouth. The champ, the champion, Charlie Zonoff, the goat, the pound for pound king. Now, let's go way back. Let's go way back. Let's go 10 years back. Let's go like literally a decade ago. When I first posted videos, because when I started boxing professionally, I didn't post, you know, my first three wins, I was 3-0 in the underground. I beat Patron, I beat Russian heavyweight, and I beat this punk named Brian. Some mainstream clown also. He was amateur, but he was more mainstream minded. He wanted to go fake TV pro, all that bullshit. I beat the shit out of that guy. Even at, I was 17 years old, right before I turned 18, I beat his ass, and he was like 26. See, I beat grown men when I was a fucking teenager. Anyways, the very first day, see, because these delusional haters accuse me of bragging at that time. Okay, I was, hey, you can't accuse me of bragging now. I'm 183-0. It's because I backed it all up. It was never bragging. It was just telling you the truth. It was called it's called being proud of my achievements. If you knocked out a kung fu champion the way I did, you wouldn't be proud of it? What the fuck would you? How can you sell that short? What the fuck would you do? So, this goes for all these delusional retards. Okay. The first few videos that I posted on the internet, I did not even title them. I did not give any descriptions. I left the comments open. They insulted me. I sparred CJ, who was a very good boxer. Obviously not on my level, but good boxer. I used to beat CJ's ass. Look, the point is this. I would post, you know, me and CJ sparring. CJ was an undefeated amateur. He retired due to a dislocated shoulder. He retired very early, you know, and point is, I punching bag videos, did not say anything in the bag videos, just hit the bag, that's it, cut the video, no comment, and these people just for weeks just insulted me, just how they do now. And I'm just ignoring it, and you know, I'm just thinking, oh, whatever, just some bots, trolls, some sick people, you know, the fuck cares, I'm not going to waste my time. But see, this just continued going for like weeks, and almost about a month passed, and I did not even say a word back to them. But then, on one, I'd say it was a blessed day, the day I responded. It was a blessed day for me, because everything I've said, and everything I predicted for myself. Look at me today. That last knockout that I scored. That's what I scored a lot of great knockouts. The U.S. Marine that I knocked out. He hit the shelf. That was legendary. The other Kung Fu guy. Well, what's up with these Kung Fu guys, man? They all fucking get KO'd by the goat. Kung Fu, the big fucking motherfucker that I dropped in the ring. Yeah, him. Okay, see? What do you have to say about that, Troll TV? Huh? You fucking retard. His face hit the canvas. It was inside a ring. He was knocked out. And I said, of course he was done. I'm like, you, I, just to make sure. I'm like, you're done? And he was like, that's it, no more. He just waved his glove. He's like, that's it, no more. He just, he was on the canvas for 20 seconds. That, I mean, fuck. The last knockout was better because it was just, I don't know, it was just better. Come on, a Kung Fu... Okay, that guy was just a Kung Fu fighter, and this guy was a Kung Fu world champion black belt. That guy was, he was, you know, he had some belts, but he was not a black belt. The big Armenian dude in Glendale ring that I knocked out. Yeah, that was a great knockout. The special ops guy that I knocked out. Listen, my point, I'm going back to what I was saying. And then when I responded, I said, all right, what the fuck is this bullshit? What is this mess? Who the fuck are you people? Who the fuck are you clowns? You know, and that's when the back and forth started. At that time, I was always a great athlete, you know, actually, I didn't fight as good as I do now, obviously. I was a kid. I was 17 years old, you know. I was a kid. I was a fucking kid. I didn't peak, you know. I was always the GOAT. I just haven't peaked into the GOAT. I hit hard, very hard, but I didn't hit with, are you kidding? The strength I have now, you all saw my last fight. Yeah, I didn't hit that hard at that time. I'm 28 now, 17, I was like 11 years ago. Shit, I've been around for a while. I'll be around for another decade, and another decade, and another decade, and another decade, and another decade. You know, I'm not going to fight that long, but I'm saying even when I'm retired, I'm going to be promoting my victory. So when I respond to the haters, and the thing is, even before I got on the internet, you know, I was sold short by trainers, sold short by almost everybody. Not everybody. There was a lot of people that believed in me and said that, a good friend of mine, he's not my friend anymore, but used to be. A good friend of mine, Ross, he said that one day I'm gonna go down as the greatest boxer of all time. You know, my condolences to his family. His mother died. Yeah, I knew her. She was a very nice woman. And I'm very sad to hear the news. She died like a few years ago. But, you know, I mean, him stopped talking, so I got the news late. But anyways, Ross always said that I was, you know, a great fighter even at that time. And I was going to, when I peak, that I'm just going to literally tear competition apart. What competition? There is no competition. Second best is way below. There is nobody on par with me. There is nobody. There's no, look, I'm 183-0. There is no 182-0 fighter right now. There is no. There's no 180-0 fighter. There's no 100-0 fighter. There's no, there's motherfuckers, they got 250 wins and they also got close to 250 losses. There ain't nobody on par with me. Charlie Zelenoff is bar none the best in the world. You hear that, Troll TV? You this fucking retard, like, Troll TV? Like, and some, his delusional hater friend said, I want to hear how you expose it. Wait a minute, wait, what? My last fight was a knockout. I think that right there, you know, yeah, that's exposing him and you and all you fucking idiots. Oh, my current girlfriend, my new girlfriend, From Russia? Yeah, oh shit. If everything works out, I'm gonna go to Russia and I'm gonna get to 200 and over there. Yeah, because over here it's I beat 162 people in the city of Los Angeles and the city of Angels. I live here. It's hard to get opponents here. I went to Vegas and I beat the best Vegas has to offer. Anthony Thompson, Carlos Vasquez, that man was the best Vegas has to offer. He's just a fucking mainstream bitch. Mainstream fighters do not get credit. They're moral victories. I beat the best Ukraine has to offer. Beat a fucking killer on video. The special ops guy that I was punching in the back of the head. That was a fight with no rules. Back of the head shots are illegal. Well, if the gloves are on. And yes, the EFC guy that I beat up, I hit him in the back of the head a few times. I hit him more on the side. Yeah, and a few times. But he tried to tackle me. So I mean, what he was doing was illegal. So I mean, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I beat the shit out of that dude. Oh yeah, another moral victory. He's a TV fighter. I fucking killed that guy. Listen, nobody can beat me, man. The second you people just give up, man, you don't have to support me and jump bandwagon like Kevin Durant to the Warriors and. You know, just give it up, man. Just go hate on somebody else. There's plenty of other famous people. There's plenty of other celebrity athletes or any celebrity. I don't know. Pick somebody you don't like besides me and just hate on them. Trust me, you'll have a lot more success doing it to somebody else because Charlie Zelenoff will always expose you. Charlie Zelenoff has victories on his channel versus top. Competition, boxers, heavyweight boxers, heavyweight U.S. Marines, cruiserweight fucking Marines, cruiserweight boxers, heavyweight cruiserweights, Muay Thai, the Muay Thai champion, Kung Fu champion. Fuck. Well, there's only one boxing champion in professional boxing, and that's me. I'm saying champions of different sports. This whole fucking delusional WBC IBF bullshit. I already showed you the Danny Green. Danny Green, Paul Briggs, hey, you call that a championship? Hey, listen, dives don't count as championships, all right? Dives don't count as anything. Boxrec is a fucking joke. They sanction, quote unquote, sanction dives. How can you sanction a fixed match and consider it a W, a green W, on a website that these delusional clowns consider a database for fighters? How? Explain that to me. The second somebody explains that to me, nobody can explain it because it's fake. Oh, but not all fights are fake. One too many. And trust me, it's more than one, but my point is one too many. You cannot go buy a website when you have, okay, Danny Green's record. What's his record? You can't say his record because he got fixed matches on there. You don't know what's his actual record. You don't know how many fights are real. You don't know how many fights are staged. You see my point? That's what I'm saying. You look at Charlie Zelenoff's record, 183-0. All 183, legit. Everything legit. Whether it was in a ring, whether it was in a gym, whether it was in a cage, whether it was in the street, fucking legit. Look at my last knockout, you bet it was fucking legit. That kind of power? Are you kidding me? You can't question a man who hits that hard, man. And that fast, and that explosive. You cannot question a man. You can't question an athlete, a fighter, a champion. You can't question his attribute. You can't question, oh, but is the UBF real now? It was always real. You can't question it. Because if you do, then you need help. You need a psychiatrist. Something is seriously wrong with you haters. And I've told you this for years, and I'm telling you again. Back from day one. And then my homie said, ignore these retards. They're just clowns. They're just trying to troll you. They're just fucking retards. They just want to piss you off, man. And I said, all right, fuck it. And time passed on. I kept ignoring him. But then my homie kept telling me, my homies are saying, ignore these motherfuckers. And I say, you know what? It's time to show these motherfuckers who I really am, man. And I did. I sure showed you bitches, man. I sure showed you bitches. That's why I said it was a blessed day. And when people sold me short, you know, I was like kind of thinking, all right, should I really go and show the world on YouTube? Should I really just do this and just expose all these motherfuckers that think that Mike Tyson and Ali and all these, because I knew that once I would peak, I would be better than all these guys, and I am. See, I was right. You know, and I did it. And the crazy thing is, boxing wasn't even my first sport. Basketball was. I was a basketball player in high school. You know what I mean? Yeah. Play street ball. You know what I mean? Junior varsity, but then the varsity team, I was better than all a lot of those guys. I beat them. But listen, basketball is just, you know, I wanted, yeah, man, I was really, you know, wanted to be in the NBA and all that. But that was all as a kid. I was like 14, 15. But then that's it, you know. That just, you know, like Allen Iverson, he was, you know, one of the greatest basketball players ever. He wanted to be a football player, NFL. You know, they changed it, you know. But yeah, it happens to a lot of athletes, you know. Their actual like sport that the world knows them for was not their first sport. Boxing was not my first sport, but it's my best sport, and it's what I'm most talented at. It's what God gave me a gift in boxing. Yeah, I'm not the best basketball player. I never was, but boxing, I'm the greatest, bar none. I was a very good basketball player. I was, you know, the best player on my team. But yeah, if I continued, who knows how far I would have went. But I sure continued in boxing, and I've reached heights that, you know, people didn't think were possible. There's a video of me hitting a guy six times in half a second, Carlos Vasquez, man. Holy shit. No, it was half a second. It was like a tenth of a second. Can you imagine? Like a tenth of a second. Six fucking power punches. Like Derek Fisher in basketball, he like at 0.4 tenths of a second, he released that shot against the Spurs. Yeah, that was one of my favorite games ever. And the Lakers won. That was amazing. Yeah, but that's one shot. He just catch and shoot. In about the same time, just a tenth of a second. Okay, mine was about 0.5. His was 0.4. Fine. About the same time, I released six different power punches. What's more impressive, six different power punches or just a catch and shoot basket? No. Listen, that Fisher shot was one of the greatest fucking shots ever made, if not the greatest. No, he's a role player. He's not like an all-time great player. He's a role player. I'm saying that shot, but I'm saying that my punching power and speed eclipses any shot in the NBA. Therefore, I eclipse any athlete in the NBA, including Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would knock Michael Jordan out. Obviously, he's not a fighter. Yeah, he'd beat me one-on-one in basketball, but I'd fucking kill him in a fight. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Michael Jordan, look, man, I respect MJ, man. MJ, you know, well, he's the GOAT, man. I'm the GOAT in boxing. But we're the GOAT. We're both the GOAT in our sports. But the thing is this. They worship Michael Jordan in basketball. Yeah, I signed autographs. I got real fans that have real support for me. And the thing is, with Michael Jordan, he had guys like Penny Hardaway, you know, Prime Kobe compared. Man, a lot of people think that Prime Kobe and LeBron are better than him. And see, it's like it's close. You know, it's yeah, you can use Jordan as the GOAT. Yeah, I guess, but it's just, yeah, I guess exactly. It's not like super clear that he's the GOAT. I mean, it's debatable. Is it debatable that Charlie Zonoff is the GOAT? No debate, motherfucker. The last two victories, I proved that I'm the GOAT. I proved that I'm the GOAT way before that. My wins against Jules Voila, my TKO versus Deontay Wilder. Oh, fuck. Kevin Lugo, one of my greatest fucking TKOs of all time. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Lugo, very slick, very fast French boxer. What I'm saying is this, that I should get more respect in boxing than Jordan does in basketball, or about the same. I mean, no. I mean, it's two different sports, but it depends what you like. Some people just don't like fighting; they just like team sports. But I'm just saying that it's more impressive to punch somebody in the jaw than it is to score a half court or a full court shot, or to knock down 12 3-pointers in a row, or to win six NBA championships out of six NBA finals. It's more impressive to win 183 fights and zero losses consecutive. That is the best record in boxing history, the best record in sports history. There's no team that won 183 games in a row in any sport there's just nobody that can compare to me in sports, let alone boxing. You know, that's it. Charlie Zonov, the greatest athlete ever. Quote me on that. Ever. The greatest athlete. No shit. Boxer, it's fucking given. Athlete. Greatest athlete ever. Period. Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, they all have lost. They all have. I mean, you can't go undefeated in their sports, therefore they lost. In boxing, a lot of people lose too, but I never lost. But never will lose. 184 is going to be a slaughter, slaughter, slaughter. It's going to be a fucking knockout or a brutal TKO. You all know the fucking drill. You fucking retard, Troll TV. I know you're going to put this fucking radio out. You're a fucking retard. I swear. If I posted the time, if I just, for example, if I posted, okay, right now it is 2:51 p.m., Los Angeles Pacific time. If I just made that post on Google, no hello fans, none of that. Just I would have just put, it's 2:51 p.m. in Los Angeles right now. If I just posted that, just retard and make a video. Hey, look, Charlie Zonov posting what time it is. Yeah, I am, bitch. You know what time it is. You know exactly what time it is now. Greatest of all time, motherfucker. And it's time for you to go to the mental clinic. Hey, for all you know, this guy could be Troll TV, he's obviously unstable. He's obviously mentally disabled. He, you know, who knows? This guy may, he either lives in some basement, he has nothing better to do. He's watching how a great champion who is living the life, a life that he can never, a life that he Troll TV, can never have. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's doing. And he's trying to hate and hate. But how can you hate on a knockout of my caliber, the last knockout that I scored? You cannot hate on that. You just can't. If you hate on that, then you're not a fan of boxing. And this other idiot, Robert Dickhead Jr., I mean, these people are sick. What cheap shots? I asked him, are you ready? I go watch the video again. I said, are you ready? He said yes. He got in the stance. If he wasn't ready, he would have said, "Oh no, hold on. Let me strap my glove a little bit, or let me warm up." Are you ready? If you get into a stance after, okay, the champion fighter asks the challenger, "Are you ready?" You get into a stance. I have the full right to hit you. What am I? It's not just the full right. I'm supposed to hit you. And he got knocked out. Now, Troll TV. What's vice? I mean, nobody can beat me. It's impossible. In a fair fight, nobody can beat me. Cheap shot, sneak chokes, that's bullshit. Nobody's ever beat me in a fair fight. What's vice versa, the result of my last victory? Would you still be saying it's a cheap shot? We both know that you wouldn't, you delusional piece of shit. You fucking retard. Go get help. Listen, you obviously have a psychiatrist that you're not willing to make public, whatever his or her name is. But you need to go to your psychiatrist and you need to show what you're doing on the internet, and they're gonna get you institutionalized, man. That's what I gotta say about Troll TV. Yeah, the guy's clearly sick in the head, man. Yeah, when he was born, his parents fucking they gave him a nice baseball bat for his first birthday, man. Except they used it on him. So. That's probably the result. That's why you guys see today, man. That's the result, man. That's why. That's Troll TV's story, man. Exposed by Charlie Zonov, the greatest of all time, man. But anyways, man, you know, I went to the gym. The same gym where I knocked out the Kung Fu champion yesterday. And, what can I say? The knockout happened. 2.5 weeks ago. Yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago, like a little less than that. But see, think about it. I go to the same gym where I knocked this guy out. Everybody who was there the day I KO'd him, they were there. Like almost all the same people were there. But he wasn't. Doesn't that tell you something? Mario Pazza, Italian kickboxer, another black belt, snapped his neck. He's never showed his face again at that gym, and he's a member. The UFC guy, Robert Parker, punched him in the face, TKO'd him. He's never showed his face there again. the Navy SEAL. I beat his ass. The guy moved to fucking Texas. No, this is incredible. Yeah, I talked to that Navy SEAL yesterday. He lives in Texas. No, I didn't call him to rub it in how I beat his ass. No, I did. I called him to ask if he knows any fellow Navy SEALs that I could fight and beat. He says he says not. Well, he says he's not affiliated with them anymore. He told me to go to San Diego. He says if you have trouble to get to 200 and over here, just go to San Diego. They got their base. Not just I told him I beat 14 Marines, man. I'm like, Marines. I mean, yeah, sure, bring them on any time, but they're 0-14 against me. And SEALs are 0-1 against me. I want to beat another SEAL. I beat a lot of special forces, but. Listen, he said there's a Marine base and there's a Navy SEAL base. SEALs are hard to find, but there's an actual SEAL base. He said they're not gonna let you in on the base, but they got these gyms, like where the gyms you go to here and you beat up all these boxers and the military. There's like a lot of gyms very close to like walking distance to that base. And those gyms I'm obviously allowed, and that's where I'm gonna catch these motherfuckers, and that's where I'm gonna put these SEALs down. Because think about it, for win number 200, I want to knock out a Navy SEAL. I beat the best boxers. I beat Anthony Thompson. I beat what's his name? The Mexican dude was very good. Alfred Ortiz. You know, the best kickboxers. You know, kickboxers that had Taekwondo black belts, motherfuckers like Mario Pasta, the Italian. You know, snapped his goddamn neck. You know, literally, a Kung Fu champion. Well, speaking of Kung Fu, oh, Judkin Doe Corey, that guy was a beast. And I fucking destroyed him. That was a great fight. Actually, I would definitely want to rematch him. Because I know he would be down. He wouldn't be like a lot of these fucking pussy fighters. Man, yesterday, man. Yeah, but do you really blame them? They all saw this shit. A lot of them saw it in person, how I knocked that Kung Fu champion out, and they, you know, obviously they don't want to fight. I challenged some 6'7", 240-pound fighter, and he was like, "No, man." He told me, "No, Charlie, you'd beat my ass, man." I'm like, "All right, next." You know, but that's what I'm saying. The superiority that I feel when I'm at these gyms. These people, literally, it feels like that's how it is. I'm the big dog, and these are just all these other fighters. These are just puppies, man. I'm the big dog. These are puppies, man. These are puppies I already knocked out, man. You know what I mean? They're terrified of me. Of course, eventually, always, my homie said, you're gonna beat somebody at the end of this month, you know. At the very end of this month or the very first fucking day or week of March. You always do. You know, he told me, my friend said, you always find opponents. You found this Kung Fu guy, you beat his ass. You knocked him out. You found Anthony Thompson, you beat his ass. You know, Hungarian kickboxer, beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm not looking for a fight, at the Grove. You know, I tend to avoid the street fights and all that. I had no choice. Clocked the motherfucker in the jaw. Worst comes to worst, I got many options. Back to Vegas, rematch with Anthony Thompson. San Diego, Navy SEALs. Russia, Sambo. Sambo motherfuckers, like Sambo Russian, Russia. And heavyweight boxers, a lot of men. In Russia, there's a lot of fighters. You know? Russia's huge. My new girlfriend's there. So Russia's the most likely destination. Overtime, going overtime. Okay, so... Yeah, I'm saying that I just met her for 3 days. I know her for 3 days. If things keep going the way they're going, and I told her, I said, I want to talk to her for about a month, and, you know, I need to get to know the person before I... Listen, if she was local, we wouldn't be talking on the phone. We'd be holding hands, walking, you know, at the Grove, going to a movie, you know. Be holding some popcorn, and I'd be holding her, you know what I mean? So... Yeah, it's her birthday soon, so I'm buying some, you know, like teddy bear, roses, stuff like that, sentimental things. Girls like that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I mean, Milwaukee, man, she's literally looks like a supermodel. Yeah, you know, what can I say, man? 183 was phenomenal, but that fighting spirit, man, is just there's a beast inside me, and that beast just wants to continue fucking doing damage, man. I just want to go train right now, man. Man, I just, I don't know, I can't help it, man. I just know. I know how hard I punch, how fast I punch, and this, yeah, I put the power to use. But the thing is like, listen, when I'm 200-0, that's when I'm gonna take the ultimate vacation break, the entire year off, maybe 2 years off, maybe 200-0. That's it. You know, that's it. But 17 more. I've said it. I may even retire earlier. It depends. If it's really hard, I don't think it's going to be that hard to get opponents. But if it's really hard to get opponents, I'll just go to Vegas. I'll beat Anthony Thompson again. And I'm going to call it a career. 184. Or hell, I can call it a career now. But no, I want to. We'll see, man. We'll see, man. Right now, I'm just chilling, man. Just got this win. And I'm happy with the win, man. Charlie's on all the best, man. Yeah, 184 is just, I'm just gonna listen. You saw the last fight. As soon as I let my hands go, my hands are gonna hit his jaw. It's gonna be game over. Nobody can compete, man. Nobody. My knockout eclipsed everybody else's knockouts, eclipsed everybody else's performances, quote-unquote performances on fake BO. It eclipsed everything, even the real fights, even like the real underground bare-knuckle fighters. Nobody has ever scored that kind of knockout, man. Or at least to generate that much kinetic energy to come out of your fist. Literally, alien force, man. That's just a lot of power, dude. That power can, what do we, that power that you all saw, man, that guy's lucky he's alive, man. So that power can kill somebody. I don't ever wish to do that, God forbid, man. But I'm telling you, theoretically, yeah. This Troll TV guy's running his mouth. This guy's sick in the head. That power can kill somebody, man. Charlie Zonoff's the best, man. 184-0 is going to be phenomenal.